often internationally, we have a very short memory about conflict. Whether you look at northern Uganda or even Rwanda, we think, well, conflict has already ended 10 years ago. The LRA, it still exists. And even though numbers have reduced, and even though they're not in Uganda anymore, they are active. They're largely operating between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic without anyone knowing where they are, but still causing massive fear among the population about what they might do. Currently, there are many armed groups operating in the Great Lakes region, but I'm now going to refer specifically to Congo, where at this moment, because of fighting in eastern Congo, you'll see that the local population that lives in this area, first of all, is faced by fear of being killed or being attacked on a daily basis. They're not able to go to their fields, so they often don't have any food. In the end, that also means that they don't have any food to sell on the market, so often no income. Children are not able to go to school because they're afraid of being kidnapped. And at the same time, you have people that just don't dare to go outside of their houses because of the fear of being raped. As Christian Aid, we work with local communities and with local partners to try to provide more humanitarian assistance, such as food, shelter, water, sometimes medicines. We have to work with local organizations to ensure that they have a voice towards their government, to ensure that they are the ones that ask a specific change instead of us as an international NGO. This might also be ensuring that communities actually start living with armed groups around them and not giving up on their normal daily lives, because armed groups have become a part of their daily lives and sometimes even are their main source of protection.